News Talk 1620 WTAW. For the first time in 11 years, Blinn College is conducting a master plan of its campuses in Brazos County. Had an opportunity to visit with Blinn's Executive Director of Operations, Ted Hayovsky, about the process that they'll be going through.
The Board of Trustees approved the college to put out for a request for proposals to do a master plan for our Bryan facilities. So we're in that mode right now.
Is this an indication then that the Board of Trustees is interested in expanding on the property that Blinn currently has in Bryan, particularly at Villa Maria and 29th?
Well, the master plan certainly will be part of the process of trying to allocate those priorities, and yes, that would be one of the objects that it would be to see how the growth pattern in the future will be conducted, and so the master plan will be an integral part of how we do that.
There are no preconceived ideas about how any expansion is going to take place or where it's going to take place.
No, because there's a lot of considerations involved. Number one, you have to look at what our future needs are going to be as far as classroom space. We need to expand in certain areas in regards to workforce education and training. So those are some items that need to be explored and what those impacts are going to be on the college as we go along. Our relationship with A&M and the team program and on the engineering programs are also factors that are new to the process, so to speak, in regards to looking at expansion plans in regards to trying to accommodate those needs. So there are a lot of things that are involved with that.
Note here in the news release that Blinn had its last master plan for the Bryan campus in 2002. Obviously, many things have changed.
Yes. 2002, we had probably 9,000 students, and we looked at that and used that as a guide for the future building program that we had. We added our bookstore building because of that master plan that showed us how we were going to be able to utilize those resources in that regard. And so that was a very important facet to looking at the overall growth pattern that we experienced. But since 2002, you know, things have changed. We have had more impact on our student body in regards to distance education. We have the internet that is now a big part of what we're looking at in regards to delivering those courses. And so it's time to kind of sit back and see how those new processes are impacting us right now in looking at a new master plan for 2000 and probably for the next 10 years. So
I'm glad you brought up an infrastructure example such as internet bandwidth, because master plan to many may just mean brick and mortar. There's much more to a master plan than just buildings.
Correct. And because technology is changing the way we deliver our services so rapidly, it has to be part of the plan, more so than it was obviously in 2002. And so we will probably see in the next 10 years, you know, our educational services are being delivered maybe 30, 40, 50% through the internet. Who knows? But we know it's growing. It's growing every year. And so it's definitely going to have an impact on what we do and how we do it.
What's the current percentage of online course delivery?
Probably, I would say 15, 20%. It's just a rough guess. It's not my area, so to speak, but I think you're going to see for sure it's going to be 40 or 50% in the next few years.
What's the timeline for interested applicants to submit their qualifications?
Well, the first thing we have to do is put together a committee that will then sit down and put together what we need in our request for a proposal. But we're hoping that all of this can be accomplished perhaps within 90 to 120 days.
Any initial thoughts about what the expectations are of the potential applicants for this? What are some of the things that you want to see these companies do?
I think it's going to be a lot of a lot of companies and a lot of architectural firms and a lot of professionals that will want to be a part of this, because we're growing at such a rapid rate that I think there'll be a lot of interest in this proposal. I think you won't have any problem whatsoever in getting a number of people to look at this. I just had a phone call before we had this meeting from a company that is interested in it, and they had no knowledge that the board had even met. So, you know, there's a lot of interest out here in the community to look at and do the study for us.
Well, that bodes well then to get a quality product then.
Yes, I think so. But I think there's a lot of quality companies out there, and there's a lot of quality consulting firms and professionals who are in this business who understand what educational institutions need and what they need to do to put together a formidable plan for the future. So I'm quite enthused about the fact that we're going to have a lot of interest in it.
What's going to be the makeup of the committee? Is it going to be just all from the campus community, or is it going to go outside the borders?
Well, essentially, I think you're going to have maybe two kind of committees. You'll have a selection committee, number one, that will put together the qualifications that they're looking for the firm that's ultimately going to do the master plan. And then after that's done, then I think then another committee will be formed that will be composed of the stakeholders, your faculty, your staff, your students, community leaders. They will be involved then at that stage to give their input into what their needs and expectations and what their future growth potential is for each of their departments.
Is there anything else that I have missed that listeners, whether they have a direct relationship with Blinn or not, need to know about this process?
Obviously, we're very, very well pleased to be here in the Bryan area in Brazos County, and that everything that we have accomplished as far as our growth and all of the expectations that we've met over the years have been because of the support that we've gotten from the citizens of Brazos County. And so we have always felt like that we were part of the neighborhood, and we wanted to, you know, be a part of that community. And so this is kind of will help us to kind of get through the next 10 years and formulating a plan so that we can be a good neighbor.
Thanks again to Ted Hayofsky, the Executive Director of Operations for the Blinn College Brazos County campuses, for the update on the upcoming master plan facility study. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.